Today is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2022, at 1:04 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I'm convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee, and I am here with Rachel Barr. Say hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Janet Coleman.
Hello.
My last gulp.
Still gulping. Catherine Davis.
Hello.
Let's see, William Hairwagon.
They're here. Hello.
And Serene Roberts.
Present.
Okay. All right, so let me read through a draft agenda, and we'll figure out how we want to proceed. So, one, choose a pro tem chair. Two, update regarding meeting between Serene, Catherine, and Berthold. Three, update regarding Catherine's summary of her conversation with Linda Perry. Four, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Any objections to that agenda?
No.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Serene.
Don't we normally choose implementers?
We did that at the June 22nd meeting.
Okay. Who are the implementers?
Janet and myself.
Okay.
All right, so number one, choose a pro tem chair. I volunteered to be that. Thank you. Two, update regarding meeting between Serene, Catherine, and Berthold. Serene, would you like the floor?
There was no meeting. I emailed them both, and this morning, realizing that I still hadn't heard from them, I texted them both. I emailed them both last Tuesday and emailed them both yesterday, or maybe it was Sunday, and texted them both this morning, and I haven't heard anything, so I don't know if maybe Catherine can explain.
Catherine, do you want to address that?
Yes, certainly. I got the emails and didn't respond to either one. I tried to reach out to Berthold and at some point, but didn't really get feedback from him. So since I knew the meeting was coming today, I'm here now to see what we can work out.
Okay. So let's move on to number three, update regarding Catherine's summary of her conversation with Linda Perry. Just so you know, Catherine, there was confusion, or I should say there was a question about whether what you sent to us was all Linda Perry, or if you were mixed in anywhere in there. It wasn't clear, so we weren't clear on how to proceed. So if you could, you know, speak to that and give us some more information as well, that would be great.
Okay. Well, what I had volunteered to do was to contact Linda Perry and ask her for dates. For the a date for the next LSB show, and she responded to me with the ideas that were relative to her offer or her concern, and that's what I reported back. So none of it came from me, other than I reported it back to you in that email.
Okay.
So I thought it was my responsibility to let you know what it was that she was offering so that it could be discussed in the meeting. And I guess the thing that to me seemed the most relevant was the that she asked for us to give her some dates. And the other stuff was for us to consider.
Okay. I have some questions. Does anyone else want to get on the stack here?
Actually, can you give us the date of that, the date you forwarded that email again?
That was... Oh, July 7th. July 7th at 12:42.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I didn't hear anyone else for the stack. So my first two questions are, was this... an exchange with Linda in person or by phone or by email? How did this take place?
By phone.
By phone, okay. And did you bring up to her that our last rotation was monthly, the last week of each month, but a different day of the week? Did you mention that to her?
I don't remember exactly what I mentioned, but, yeah, I don't remember if I said that.
Okay. Because one of the things that I said when we spoke about this last week was that it seemed like deja vu all over again. Some of the things that were being offered were things that were offered previously, and we rejected. For instance, this half hour offer after the news. Well, clearly these programs can't be a half hour. That's barely enough time for people to make their presentations and then take listener calls. So,
yes, I'm aware of that, but I was not aware what had been offered before, and I didn't think it was my position to accept or reject anything on behalf of the committee, that I would just let you know what was said. The one thing that I did sort of respond to was the fact that she wanted it to be in the same time slot. And I said that that would adversely affect a producer if it's always in the same time slot. And that's when she came back with it could be done during the time that the shows are already preempted. So rather than a producer giving up a show, she would be giving up a fundraising preemption on behalf of the committee, you know, the LSB show. So that was why I put that in there. That was the only thing that I remember responding to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to apologize. In terms of who is here, I neglected to mention James Sagerton. James, say hello.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Okay, sorry. Oversight on my part.
Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, just dawned on me as Catherine was speaking. Okay. All right, so does anyone else have questions for Catherine?
Well, Rachel for the stack. I have two issues that are on my mind. The first is that if the management is currently still using the cycle of every 4 weeks, which program is preempted to raise money, and if the PD thinks that it's a good idea to pop us in, as it were, during that week that they're preempted for fundraising, then it seems to me that that would not bode well for fundraising purposes, if that's the point of her preempting every fourth or fifth week. So that's one issue. The other issue is that I'm very concerned that these radio hours or LSB report hours, time on the radio, happens ASAP, because if it draws any time close to the election cycle, then anyone on the LSB who is like running or, you know, has any involvement in the election, they're not allowed to be on the radio. Because that's part of, you know, the election rules. And Sean was very helpful to me during the last election when I was elected, because but I think Sean remembers what happened. That was like almost a year ago now. But I'm very concerned that we start this ASAP, because I don't want anyone to lose time on the radio because they're campaigning. I'm done.
Okay, thank you.
Steph.
I'm sorry, who was?
Janet,
sorry. What did you say?
Wait, yeah, do you mean staff or anybody going to lose time? The people who have shows listeners. And lose their time?
No, she meant listeners.
Listeners.
Listeners?
Okay.
Yeah, listener candidates can't be on the air during the, campaign period.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't apply to staff.
Right.
Just applies to listeners. Catherine, did I hear you in there as well?
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was eating. I probably made noise. Sorry.
Okay, well, you're allowed to eat and nourish yourself. Don't want to deny you that.
Okay, so I do have a suggestion, so I'll go on the stack when it's appropriate.
Okay. Let's see. Well, okay, we don't know when Linda is going to be returning from her vacation. So at last week's meeting, I suggested that we start looking at the end of August. But if she's not back before then, or close to then, it may not be enough time to have a discussion with her and get things in place. So we may, you know, for the first show, be looking at a different rotation. I don't know. Just a thought.
I have a question that relates to what you just said. So the next LSB meeting, I believe, is August 10th. I don't have my calendar in front of me. So I think the second Wednesday of August is August 10th. I think that she mentioned at the last LSB meeting she was returning on August 3rd, but do not quote me on that. Wouldn't Berthold know when she's returning officially from vacation?
One would think so.
I mean, couldn't we find out by asking him without disturbing her? I just... Just a thought.
Okay. valid suggestion. Okay.
Can I get on the stack also?
Okay, on the stack.
Am I on the stack still?
Yeah, well, you said you wanted to get it for the next item. You want to talk about this one?
No, I just wanted to have a suggestion to go forward with our dates.
Okay. All right, so Serene and then Catherine.
Okay, and the current item is what?
Regarding Catherine's summary of her conversation with Linda Perry.
Oh. Well, you know, there's the LSB motion, and then there's a national communications policy that the PNB put in place last March that management has not complied with on any number of levels. They have not been having the regular meetings with the staff. They have not been having the regular reports to the listener or report to and from the listener, as some people prefer. They have not been hosting, I don't think I've heard the CAB on air, despite my feelings about how the CAB is comprised, how it was formulated in violation of CPB rules, actually, which is ironic since the purpose of having the CAB is so that we are eligible for CPB money. And, you know, certainly they've not been complying with the request for regular LSB on-air reports, for which, of course, the LSB must also take some responsibility since there is no reason why this hasn't been an agenda item on that to January. These are supposed to be regular reports every year, right? So I think the conversation with management has to become broader than just when does the LSB get on the air, because the LSB has the responsibility of oversight for management, and certainly management doing what it's supposed to be doing with regard to a PNB policy is, I would say, something that the LSB should be paying close attention to. But that said, a half-hour show is a violation of the national policy, which says give the LSB an hour, because the LSB and this committee has not met on this issue all year, and the first report is going in August instead of January, I think there really has to be a priority of the people who are not going to be the listeners, to be clear, because I think maybe this is what Janet was not clear about earlier when Rachel was talking about the importance of the concern for people who won't be able to get on the air once elections start. So here's what's happening with the Elections Committee, as far as I can tell, and I can't follow everything closely, but they are pushing for special fundraising to raise money for the elections. Yes, there are three stations in the red, ours being one of the two worst ones. But yes, by all means, let's get money for elections, new people on the board, even more important than broadcasting. So they're pushing for that, and it looks like they're going to get it. You know, one way of controlling the flow of money in Pacifica is to have people make dedicated donations, right? So they're going to be pushing for donations for elections. And that means likely that this will kick off sometime beginning in October, because it's not budgeted for this fiscal year, and things are very bad for this fiscal year so far for BAI and KPFK especially. And this is practically August. So I don't see any money being found to start elections, you know, in less than 30 days. So we're really looking at something that's going to kick off in October. I think we should front load the people who are unlikely to be allowed to be on the air after the election process starts. So I don't think any of those considerations are reflected. And it's, you know, it's not a criticism. You don't know what you don't know, but I don't see any of those considerations being reflected in the suggestions that came out of the conversation that Catherine and Linda had. But I think it's the responsibility of this committee to make sure that those things are considered, because people concerned with governance have to be concerned with all of what's happening in governance. That's my feedback on that report.
Catherine, you were next on the stack?
Yeah, well, that wasn't anything that we had spoke of, you know, in terms of who is up for elections. I think that's reasonable that we take that into consideration. So as far as what I'm gathering is, or what I understand from your comment, Serene, is that the PNB said that it has to be 1 hour for the radio committee report, for the LSB show. I know that we are accustomed to having 2 hours.
Right.
Is there anything that, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I
was just, you know, I was just a little bit confused by that.
Right. So it's not a maximum of an hour. So we can continue with our local pattern of doing two-hour blocks. There's no prohibition against that. But at the other stations, I think except for WPFW, which does a different kind of LSB report, nobody else in the network has been doing LSB reports probably for years.
Oh.
So it doesn't, the PNB policy doesn't restrict us to the minimums set forth in the policy. We can continue doing locally 2 hours a month or whatever the case is, because, and I would say it's completely appropriate because more than anybody else in the network after October 2019, we understand the importance of having an informed listenership.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not a restriction against us.
Do you know when the elections are, the next elections?
I don't know. So ordinarily, the whole process would have started with nominations opening in June, right? Almost 2 months ago. But because of the financial situation and not having money to pay for a national election supervisor, local election supervisors, balloting, the companies that have been working with us throughout this process, et cetera, there's no money for that.
Mm-hmm.
KPFK is very in the red. We're very in the red. So the people who are proposing it, I think, have agreed. The PNB hasn't decided yet, but they have agreed that it is extremely unlikely that it could possibly happen this fiscal year, which ends September 30th. That's why I was saying we need to be concerned about people not being able to be on the air after October by getting,
put me on the stack, please.
Okay.
Kathy?
That explains.
Catherine,
so that
sorry,
means
sorry.
That... That's okay. I still am both. But so we need to get people who may be running for election on before October, is what you're saying.
People who are eligible to run, whether or not they've stated their intentions, because you can't change the rule once elections start. So anybody who has served, who will have served less than listeners, the staff, it doesn't matter because staff is always able to be on the air. That's their job, right? But for listeners,
mm-hmm.
anybody who's not meeting 6 years come December on the local board is eligible to run. And therefore, they should be front-loaded, in my view.
Okay.
Just to make sure they have a chance to report.
Can I insert something here, and then I'll go to Janet?
Yeah.
Catherine,
okay.
I think you're getting ready to respond.
That's okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go. Janet goes, and then Catherine, you can have the ball. Just a few things I want to clarify here, because I am on that elections committee of the PNB, and
mm-hmm.
on the PNB. And
mm-hmm.
yes, there are people on the elections committee who are advocating for fundraising. However, that motion has not come before the PNB for a vote yet. And as Serene pointed out, there are some people on the elections committee who are acknowledging that the funds may not exist for an election this year, not just a fiscal year, but this year, period. A new timeline may have to be created to accommodate an election, but the odds of it happening in the remainder of 2022 are not looking good. So we can try to front load the people who may be eligible for elections, because that's what we did in 2019 before that election cycle got underway. But if there's no election this year, it's not really an issue for us. That's all I wanted to say. All right, so Janet, you.
I was basically going to say the same thing, that since the odds are so strongly not in favor of our having this election, that we shouldn't turn all most or really any of our concern to creating a situation to accommodate the election that probably won't happen. Let's get on with the show, in other words.
Catherine?
Okay. I don't feel strongly one way or the other about this particular issue. I don't see why it would be a problem, presuming the people who may be up for election are available on those dates, like that we are coming up with. So I have no problem with that being a question to call people who may be up for election to try to get them on, to have that just as a basic consideration,
right,
just in case. I don't think it would hurt. If they're available, they may or may not be available is how it usually goes. But
right,
at least if you ask the question, then nobody will be able to complain. So I would be for it. At least putting it in the mix and just asking those people first instead of, say, alphabetical order or however else it's done. So in general, I have no problem with that. I'm more concerned with coming up with actual dates and not wait for them to give us dates, because I think that would slow it down more. And so my suggestion was to find a compromise position.
I'm sorry.
Starting with, huh?
If somebody has something on in their background, there's something definitely competing with your voice.
Anyone who doesn't have
I hear it, like maybe a radio or a TV or something running in the background somewhere.
Yeah.
So
could
I guess
just mute yourself, please.
If you could mute, that would be great.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that we could present from the perspective that the committee wants to continue with 2 hours a month as the first point, that we're not interested in reducing it down beyond that. But maybe we could add flexibility into that by potentially having a two-hour block or 2 one-hour blocks. And
can
I was wondering
that?
How people...
What's
so
two one-hour blocks?
So let's say we had one in early August and one in late August, 1 hour each. So the first one might be the officer. The second one might be just the other non-officer members, so that we could provide the PD with some level of flexibility, but we don't lose time in terms of what the show needs. The show needs 2 hours per month. And then rather than insisting on it be 2 hours back to back, say that's option one, and option two would be having 2 hours separated from each other, like maybe the second week and the fourth week, or the first week and the third week, something like that. Is that a reasonable thing to...
Well, Rachel, for the sec, Catherine, I don't think that in 1 hour and then a second hour is enough time for the LSB members, whoever turn it is, that particular hour, to give a report and take calls from the listeners. I just don't think it's enough time on the air for just 1 hour.
But that's all they would have anyway.
Yeah.
That's all they would have anyway, because the way the show is lined up, the first hour has the presentations and then listener calls. Then the second hour would be an entirely different group of people that would make their presentations and then accept calls, so that each hour... as it's currently done, is self-contained. So the only difference would be that it would be on two different days. I'm not suggesting that we do that,
or that, you know, that be the final thing. I was just putting it out there as a potential compromise point towards the PD saying that it should only be an hour. If she wants to make it only an hour, then she still has to give us 2 hours, which probably would push her back into the 2-hour block, because, you know, that's to me, which would be preferable and easier on both our parts.
Okay, I understand. I got you.
Can I be honest? Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on, Janet. Before you go, I wanted to insert something here. With 2 hours as it currently stands, though, there's flexibility built in, because we don't always start the second grouping straight on the hour. There's some flexibility in there. Sometimes we go over a little bit, and if it's just an hour, we're stuck there. There's no flexibility. If it's a two-hour... We have some flexibility within that to, you know, because sometimes even the first hour starts late. When I say starts late, I mean, you know, all the people aren't there, or the presentation goes long and you don't get a full half hour of listener calls. So that's why I say within the 2 hours, there's flexibility there. But if it's just 1 hour, it's tight. We're we're up against it. Okay, Janet, you want to?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say pretty much the same thing, because with regards to how many people you can book in a two-hour session, you still have more flexibility having it as a two-hour block, because one side may have to cover for the other side, one person may have to stay over. It's minimally easier to just have a whole 2 hours. You can get people to fill in on an emergency basis, you know, for 1 hour. But it's the best idea that we've come up with to give us the full 2 hours, which I think we absolutely need, because each group, no matter who they are, needs a half hour of listener phone calls. And sometimes the listeners do call in more in the first hour, some in the last. So our obligation is to the show, not to all the other, you know, LSB committees or lack thereof. I think our responsibility really is to focus on this show. And it may have really been, you know, a moment of stress for Linda that made her think that 1 hour would be easier for, you know, for everything. But in reality, I think having the 2 hour slot rotating is probably the strongest show we can put together.
Okay, so can I respond?
Yeah.
Can anyone hear me? I actually think you're right about the level
of
stress.
Me? Hello?
Yes, Serene, we hear you. I'll put you on the stack after.
I answered the stack before Janet, but okay.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead, Catherine.
No, I was saying that I think it's entirely likely that it was a stressful time, because the amount of preemptions that have been coming through in the last couple of months were very high.
Right.
Because of the fundraising, Pacifica fundraising, and then all these national programs. And so it may have been that it was just too much in the moment. That's entirely possible.
Hey, go ahead, Serene.
So I just wanted to respond to that. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think that the idea of separating the hours is a great one. I think as a listener, I groan every time I hear a premium that I've already heard 10 times preempt a show when I've been looking forward to hearing something fresh and new and current. So I understand that people aren't necessarily looking forward to having their programming chopped up. And although I am rather passionate about governance, not everybody is, and 2 hours is sometimes a bit of a stretch. I understood that what Linda wanted to do was to put us into the 6:30 half hour, which is not acceptable. The idea of breaking up the 2 hours, I thought, was Catherine's suggestion just now, and I think
it was
great.
Yeah.
Because it actually allows us to do what I think is the most important thing, which is to hit different parts of the audience. folks, there are folks who still don't get the whole thing because, you know, the participation when it comes to active voting for elections is pretty low. There are folks who don't necessarily make the new people are joining all the time, but there are also people just don't make the connection between my making a pledge for thing, you know, X and my being able to vote and people acting on my behalf and hopefully in my interest, you know, on the boards, right? So the more we can spread that around the grid, the better. And although I don't think we've very often gone over from 1 hour, you know, into an hour. I think overall, you know, looking back over however many years we've been actually doing this as opposed to it's, you know, the motion is old, but the action isn't always consistent with that. I think that most of the time it is pretty much, you know, these four or occasionally five people per hour. And there's no reason why folks can't be disciplined about that. If there are fewer participants in a particular hour, then it's pretty simple. We can get more listener calls instead of more talking head time. Somebody has me on speaker or something. I don't know. I'm hearing a funny echo. But anyway, so I very much like the idea of us being able to say, you know, two separate hours works fine. And I think we should make that a recommendation. And there have been a lot of preemptions. And we don't know, although we do know that at least for August, the politicians are going home, and we don't expect any more January 6th hearings. But other things may come up, and there's a lot happening locally. We have, here in New York, we have congressional elections, primaries, some of them pretty hot, coming up in August. I would hope that there will be some preemptions so that folks can really grasp what is happening there and some of the choices we have to make among people we like. Because, you know, so I think the more flexibility we can offer in addition to the ongoing every 4 week preemptions that programs already have to suffer, the better. So I'm totally on with that idea from Kathy. Catherine.
And may I say, I was just thinking in terms of offering it as an alternative, not advocating necessarily that be the first choice,
right,
but mm-hmm. as an option that Linda might feel comfortable with, as opposed to the 2 hours. And she may just say, no, it's just easy to do 2 hours together. But I wanted to give her a choice so that we're not just completely rejecting out of hand everything that she said, and she can feel in some way. You know, it's just a way of negotiating. So I just thought it would be useful to negotiate in that way. Instead of just saying down the line, no, 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 no. And
here's what we want.
Risk more delays,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, let me get more clarity. When you say you offered the second week and then the fourth week.
Well, I just put that in there. That was me. That wasn't her. Because she didn't suggest this.
No, I understand that. I understand. I'm mm-hmm. just trying to get clarity on what you are suggesting. So when you said rotation the second week would be 1 hour, and then the fourth week would be the other hour?
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting.
Okay.
You know, just on the perspective of being a producer and not really thinking in terms of the show itself, it seems that more rotations would have more of a chance of catching someone's attention. So they might miss one, but they might catch the other one. And, so it just seems like it offers some potential that we didn't already have. And I also wanted to speak to the the half-hour thing. It never, in my wildest dreams, I never believed that that would be okay. But I felt I needed to present it, and I didn't want to argue with her over it. But the thing about it is that that time period that comes before, right after the news, is a very high numbered spot. So there would be more listeners than in any other place, really. So with that being the case, what I was going to suggest we say is that, well, maybe we could start it at 6:30 and then continue on through the full hour that comes after it. But that would be still losing a half hour. But so that was the other possibility that I thought of in my own brain. I didn't mention it to her. I was just bringing it up here because it's something that I had thought of as well. It's a high-rated time slot.
Right, but how would it work? Just to go over that?
Well, I was just thinking that adding the two suggestions that she made, that 6:30 would be a good time to start because it would be a higher listener participation. I wouldn't accept just a half-hour show, but if we match that half-hour to the hour that she was offering us, you know, that would have been a preemption. So it would be from 6:30 till 8:00. So that's still shorter, but it would be a higher listener base. So I just thought it would be something to consider if you thought it was worthy of considering. And I'm just putting it out there as a possibility.
To reach out a stack on that.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so Paul does the news generally at 6:00, but he isn't going to be here all week. I know we can't just do it this week, but he isn't going to be here all week, or at least a couple of days last week, but I think he was also missing, if not the whole week. I don't know. My schedule is a little hectic. I didn't catch it every day. And I'm sure there will be other times when, for whatever reason, he's unavailable. It's not like we religiously have news every day at 6:00. So if there's a especially high listenership at 6 p.m., then there's no reason why it cannot be coordinated with his time away from the mic so that you can get at least one report from 6 to 7. Which, you know, has that high listenership. Same thing in the morning. We generally do, I'm told that we do very good in terms of numbers, or very well, between 7 and 8. Again, no reason why we couldn't do any day except Monday, because we'd be bumping off someone who's live as opposed to Lisa Gar, who's on Tuesday through Friday. We can start someone at 6 o'clock. And get that 7 o'clock listenership, because there is a big listenership, I am told, at 7 o'clock. So we can be flexible, but certainly with regard to her half-hour idea in the evening, we'll just schedule it on a day when either Paul already plans not to be present or on a day when Paul is asked not to be present. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's not either or. Other things can be moved around. So we get that high listenership at 6:30 that she's talking about. Because I promise you, those people are coming back again with another referendum. Our listeners need to know what is really happening. They need to know. Thank you.
No one's arguing that point. I have a question in terms of what Linda offered when she said starting at 6:30. Did she clarify on how much time we would get starting at 6:30?
Yeah. Yeah, she was talking about half an hour, and I didn't think that that was a viable option. But, you know, I didn't want to argue the points without the committee answering the questions. You know, half hour is just not viable. We need an hour to 2 hours. We need 2 hours a month is what we need. And I think we should reiterate that we need 2 hours a month. And how the, and that can look in two different ways, either 2 hours consecutive or two hours separated, was my thought.
Okay. I am ready to commit to some proposals here. So based on, I hope others are as well, based on what I've heard thus far, I'm in favor of 2 hours, one block a month. If push come to shove, I'll settle for the 2 hours divided up. 1 hour the second week, 1 hour the fourth week. We can try to make that work. How do others feel? What do others think about the matter?
I think that's an okay proposition to have it be, as just as Catherine thought of it, an alternative proposition, not our first one. And
right.
So that, I mean, we still have somewhat of the same issue of who drops out and who can't make it, and you're short for 1 hour or you're not short for another, but I guess that, it could be worked out. It wouldn't be that mind-bending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Rachel. Well,
I go along with that proposition.
Okay. Rachel, yeah. Where do you stand?
Thank you. I think it's important when, I guess it's Catherine who's going to, you know, get back to Linda whenever she returns, to give her two possibilities. I was going to say alternatives, but that's not what it is. Two possibilities. And if the PD needs an explanation why the half hour is not acceptable, I think Catherine can definitely explain that. But I think that, I mean, I'm for either one. I mean, I think the PD should understand that she needs to choose one of the two, either 2 hours in one time slot or just as Sean said, you know, two hours but separated. Maybe Linda needs to be pointed out as to why, as we've discussed. But I think that those two possibilities should be presented, and we need to, or maybe Catherine can do this on her own. We need to make sure that the PD understands that she needs to select one of those and, you know, present it to us to inform us what it's going to be or how it's going to run. We need to, you know, start this, you know.
Okay, and what I'll do is I'll write up what my response will be and send it to all of you before giving it to her. And that way you can suggest whatever changes need to be said in the response. Because I'm going to give her a written response, and then I'll call her and talk to her at some point.
Okay, that's good.
But I want to make sure it matches what the committee has signed off on in total, and then that way, you know, if need be, we can drill down into it more before offering it. But I would suggest that we offer the dates for August. A date for a two-hour show, and two dates for if we do the second and fourth week, something like that, so that we're giving them dates that they can sign off on. Because she had asked for three or more dates. I think if we give her dates, it'll be harder to delay.
Just to clarify, when you said she was asking for three dates, three possible dates within the same month or dates over the span of 3 months? It wasn't clear to me which she was asking for.
Well, now that you mention it, I'm not entirely clear what she meant. I understood it to be three alternative dates for the first show.
Okay.
So, but I don't know if that's what she meant over 3 months. And we could give her whatever we want to give her. We could give her dates to the end of the year, ultimately. But I just thought, as we're offering these alternatives, we offer them with dates.
Okay.
And say that we would offer dates subsequently for the next few months once these are in place. Maybe I could say something like that.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
I'd like to hear from some other people who haven't spoken yet. William and James, what are your thoughts so far? William? Okay. Mr. Sagatin.
Yeah, I'm good with the proposal as laid out by yourself and Catherine.
Okay. William, last chance. Okay. Serene, you wanted to say.
Okay, thank you. So I think we need to build in maximum flexibility. I don't think we should necessarily rank and say, well, we prefer a two-hour block. We're accustomed to a two-hour block. And very often the pace kind of picks up in the second hour when people have gotten a call from their friend saying, hey, they're doing a report or something like that. You know, sometimes the first hour is a little slow, and then by the second hour you can't beat the people off the phone. But so I think it's how we've been doing it, and I can understand why there's a preference for what we're accustomed to, but I don't think we need to put any unnecessary restrictions. So I think we can say, you know, we do need 2 hours a month, whether they're 2 hours together or 2 hours separated, that's fine. We recommend that when you're separating them, they be separated by a week, so that it's, you know, maybe the second and fourth week don't work. Maybe the first of all, in spite of the whole LSB meeting thing and all of that. But we're making a rule that goes for the end of the year, not just for the month of August, right? So you can mention, you know, the LSB isn't actually going to be able to vote on this until August 10th. So we put that consideration in there for August, but we don't want to keep having the discussion every month, right? So say, you know, whether it's 2 hours together or 2 hours separated, we recommend that there be, you know, several days between the hours if they're separated. The Pacifica policy says it must occur between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. So remind her of that, although I think I sent this to management before. I'm pretty sure I sent it to management before. But anyway, so that they know that, no, this is not a show that's going to be scheduled at 10 p.m., even though I hear there's a huge listenership for all music programs at 10 p.m. You know, so I think that we need to do that. And I think also as homework, this committee needs to come up with new scripts or new recordings or something, because we're still playing during the report to the listener. We're playing things that were recorded more than 10 years ago. I mean, I think we can really have some new voices present in that that whole mix. But yes, please be as open as possible. And I understand you might be saying the second week and the fourth week because of the LSB meeting schedule. And maybe what can happen is a note can be sent to the LSB telling people, listen, that first report in August might be on relatively short notice. So, you know, stay loose or something. That note can be sent today. But I don't think we should even say to her, well, we recommend you do the second week and the fourth week, or the first and the third. Just that there be a considerable separation between the two reports, so that people can adjust their schedules as needed.
On Catherine's suggestion that we give a date with our proposal here. All right, so I'm going to propose Monday, August 29th, for the first LSB report. If we have to break it up in two-hour increments, I would say August 16th, which is the third week, and August 30th, which is the fifth week. Got 5 weeks in August this year.
August 16th?
For 1 hour.
And August
30th. For the second hour, because that's a Monday and then two Tuesdays.
Okay, the first
can I ask a question?
Wait, let Catherine get this clear in her mind. So finish your question,
Catherine. 1 hour. Okay, so August 16th and August 30th, 1 hour each.
Right.
And Monday, August 29th, would be 2 hours. So it would be, those would be the two offers.
Do you repeat those? I'm sorry. Please repeat them.
Monday, August 29th for two hours.
Right.
August 16th and August 30th for 1 hour each. So August 30th is a Tuesday, right?
Correct.
No, I think it's a Thursday, isn't it?
No, it's a Tuesday. I'm looking at the calendar.
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
And August 16th is what day of the week?
A Tuesday.
Oh, they're both Tuesdays. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of opposed to that because I'm preempted on the 23rd, so I don't want to be preempted the 23rd and the 30th.
Well, we don't know what time on the 30th this is going to air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's not going to air after 10, is it?
Well, the way the 2 hours are being proposed, the way Linda proposed it, is that they would be on days that would already be in the preemption schedule.
Oh, okay.
So it would only appear during a time when a show is already preempted.
I see. Okay, well, that makes
sense. Like the 23rd, if it were 9 o'clock.
Right.
So if it's already preempted on that day, then it would be your show. But if it's somebody else's show was preempted, it would be in that time slot.
Okay. I just started getting...
I'm going to reiterate that. Or if within already preempted slots, then we'll offer these dates. So I don't want her to come back and then start preempting people.
Right.
So because she's said it would be during a preemption. Something already preempted.
Something already in play.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I want to interrupt. Okay. So I don't think it's our job to go around choosing dates that things are going to be preempted.
I know, you don't.
So lucky
that it was me, so that you could think it was a bad idea.
Janet.
I'm sorry.
Janet.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think it's our job either.
No, but...
But she asked us for dates.
But it's just that what she asked us for.
Well, she asked us for dates at the time that she was suggesting half-hour shows and at the time that she was suggesting that we lock into one particular place on the schedule. So when she said give us dates, she might have been saying, okay, so would Tuesdays, at 7 work as opposed to Fridays at 8 p.m. or whatever. I just think that I don't know what that schedule. I understand that she sends out this schedule that tells everybody when they're going to be preempted, and sometimes the schedule is accurate and sometimes it's not. And there are other things that could be happening, and there are people who might have gotten a preemption on the general schedule, but it turns out, let's say, for example, when the Ecologic folks were initially preempted on Earth Day, you know what I mean? Because there are other things that come into consideration that I just don't think we have enough information to make an intelligent recommendation on. Different shows may have different dates that they want to highlight in their programming for different reasons. So they may say to management, oh, I see I'm scheduled to be preempted on the third week, but actually there's so much happening in, you know, there's a new play that's or Broadway is reopening or whatever. I just think that we don't need to try to be saying what dates work. We give her the general guidelines and let them work it out.
And let them pick the dates.
Let them get back to us, you know, with proper notice on the dates. But how can we possibly know?
Right.
We can't. But this notion of proper notice is not a factor anymore. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter what we're... Just like you said, things change. Even if we're given a date, it can still change.
Of course. I mean, if somebody gets assassinated, as happened in Haiti last year, I don't think anybody had that scheduled in. But, you know, things would have changed for people who are doing... work around that. I just think there's so many considerations that, aside from just the whole thing being confusing to the listeners, because producers may know, like Janet already knows, that she's preempted August 23rd. But there's no way for her listeners who are, I mean, when I tune in to hear a show, I tune in, let's say I want to hear, you know, what's happening with science fiction, as I did last night. And that was not Jim Freund on the air talking about stuff that was happening in the future. Okay? So listeners are already, you know, sort of at loose ends. Producers aren't always necessarily much better as they try to juggle their real lives with the amount of time they have to commit to their program. And there are things that are happening in the real world, so to speak, that also affect what will be happening with our programming. There are other special fundraising days coming down the pike, including some special fundraising for KPFT, which has a new building. There's got to be something happening for KPFK. They can't make payroll more often than not. I mean, they're in worse shape than we are. So other things are going to be factored in. I think thinking that we're in a position to offer good dates is not realistic, and it confuses the role of the board as opposed to the role of management.
May I speak to that?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
That's not what I said.
Thank you. She asked us for dates to start the process with. We can give her dates, some dates, to start the process with. All the other things that you've mentioned, she will take that into consideration when she's choosing the dates, and she will let us know that. We shouldn't just go in blind and say, give us whatever you feel is appropriate. She asked for dates. We'll give her some dates. And then she will let us know what's doable, what's viable.
Point of inquiry.
Yes, go ahead, James.
Is that a motion to move the question?
This is Dr. Bay.
Has joined.
Who?
Hi.
Who's this?
Dr.
This
Bay.
Is Dr. Bay.
Hi.
Hi. Good to hear
How are you?
You? Good. How are you?
Okay.
So, exhausted.
Well, thank you for joining. All right, so
welcome.
That's how I suggest we proceed here. Catherine has the suggested dates. We give that to Linda. She looks it over, gets back to us, which is viable. And if there's to be a change, she'll notify us.
Yeah, I mean, I could say something. These are dates we're suggesting. But we understand that you have many more considerations, so please let us know. I could say something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Would that be okay?
Exactly.
Right, because I think this juggling is really an ongoing thing constantly, and that's what scheduling programming is like, that's all.
Yeah.
She will be more au courant than we are.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, Catherine will write this up,
send it to us for input before sending it to Linda and having a discussion with Linda. So I think, barring any objections, that's the way to proceed. Agreed?
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay. All right.
So we're all going to get a copy of this before it goes off and a decision is made, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as I have your email. So if they're in Sean's email, then I'll be able to send it to everyone.
Yes, thank you. I'll add Doc Bay to our list here.
Okay.
And Sean, when is our next radio committee meeting? What is the date?
I don't know yet. It depends on what Catherine, sends back to us as a response. You know, whether we have another meeting or we can go ahead and plan the show. Start, calling people for the show because we already got the implementers. That's already in place.
So, Kathy, how soon before you think you'll be able to do this?
Probably I could do it tomorrow. I have a class coming up soon, so I might not be able to do it tonight, but I'll do it tomorrow and send it to everyone.
Okay. I have classes all the way through to Friday, so can you give me the weekend to look it over, please?
Sure. Who's that?
All right.
Bobby.
This is Dr. Bay.
Oh, hi, Dr. Bay. So everyone... So I won't be communicating with Linda until she gets back from her vacation, which someone said is something around August 6th.
Third,
okay.
Yeah.
So I won't, so maybe everyone could respond to me, even if it looks okay, or whatever the suggestion might be, and then I can... incorporate whatever suggestions come and then send it back for another round.
Okay.
And that's when you'll talk to Linda?
I won't be talking to her until the first week in August.
No, I'm saying in the process, you're going to get our input first and we'll all agree on something
yes.
And then you'll talk to Linda? Okay, perfect.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. That's the idea.
I have a suggestion.
So that it represents the committee. Yes?
Yes,
okay, so if the LSB is meeting on the 10th, maybe we can agree to meet on the 9th. It's a Tuesday, which seems to be popular with this group. And
to do what?
We will by then have...
To do what?
Just enjoy each other's company, or by then we will have had Linda's feedback and see if there's anything... that needs to be presented to the LSB.
It's okay with
that
me.
That sounds like a plan. Or do you think you won't have it finished by then, Kathy? What are your thoughts?
Are we talking about August?
August
9th. Because we're not in August yet. We still have a couple of days. So...
But you said Linda's not coming back until August 3rd.
I'm going to project. Well, let me see. When is August 3rd? What day of the week is that?
Wednesday.
August 3rd is a Wednesday, a week from tomorrow.
I just said that.
And then the 9th is 2 weeks from today. Our meeting would be 2 weeks from today. We may have nothing to discuss. We may just talk about what we're going to do in August on the beach or something.
That's fine with me. I mean, I'll try to reach out to Linda on the 3rd, the day she comes as intended to come back. So hopefully we'll be able to do our back and forth and have it completed by Tuesday.
That's a good time schedule, I think. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So sounds as though our business is concluded.
Are we adjourned?
Okay.
All right, so
thank you so much, Kathy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you all for your time.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Keep cool. Drink water.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sean and everyone. Sean, stay tuned.